Inside Mac.
For Monday, July 31st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Apple's launching a worldwide battery exchange program. Podcasting and blogging are considered very effective marketing tools. Bank of America upgrades Apple shares. And UK Prime Minister visited the Silicon Valley this past weekend. Find out what he wanted from CEO Steve Jobs. If you bought a 15-inch MacBook Pro between February 2006 and May 2006, you may be eligible for Apple's Worldwide Battery Exchange Program. The company noted that they recently discovered that some 15-inch MacBook Pro batteries supplied to Apple did not meet their standard. For the customers who have the model number A1175 and a 12-digit serial number that ends with U7SA, U7SB, or U7SC will be able to replace their battery free of charge. The company notes that affected batteries do not pose a safety risk, and customers may continue to use the current battery until a replacement arrives. A survey of technology marketing executives showed that podcasting and blogging are two of the most effective tools for generating sales leads in the technology industry. The information comes from Marketing Sherpa's annual survey of business technology marketing executives, and about 1,900 responded to the survey. Marketers in three areas study technology service firms, business software, and hardware, put blogging and podcasting in the top five, while about a quarter of those surveyed considered podcasts to be very effective tools for generating leads. The survey described the top five tools for generating sales leads, and it showed that 54% felt that free trials were effective, while 41% thought that webcasting was an important tool. Business technology marketers noted that white paper was effective and offered a rating that ranged from 31 to 36%. And the survey also noted that just last year, the concept of a podcast was barely on the technology marketing map, but by June of this year, 22% of the software marketers called them very effective lead generation tools. Bank of America Equity Research has upgraded Apple to buy from neutral. According to a report from MarketWatch, B of A has also raised its price target from $79 US from $68 US, citing strong demand for MacBooks and iPods. According to the report, clients were told that it sees upside potential to earnings from iPods from 8 cents to 12 cents a share. When UK Prime Minister Tony Blair visited the Bay Area this weekend, he wanted to hang out with Silicon Valley's top technology executives. One of his lunchtime buddies on Sunday was none other than Apple's Steve Jobs, with the others being reps from AMD, Adobe, and Sun. According to Macworld UK, the Prime Minister said, "I'm here today in listening mode as long as you treat me as ignorant." He wanted to learn more about the Silicon Valley culture and how it promotes its entrepreneurism. He said, "We're trying to make sure the UK is a dynamic, innovative country." What do you think the technologists told him? They recommended that he, as well as other politicians, should keep a blog. Coming up, France gets tough on unauthorized file sharing. I'll tell you more about that when Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Rogue Amiga Software has released Audio Hijack Pro 2.7, an update to its audio recording and enhancing utility for Mac OS X. Audio Hijack Pro can record audio chat conversations, which makes it perfect for podcast interviews and simple archiving. Users can create a new session for the chat application, then press record, and all audio will be recorded. Users can also conduct an interview over Skype, save a recording of an important meeting with a client, or keep minutes of a multi-person conference call. Audio Hijack Pro 2.7 features the ability to save lyrics or notes in a file's ID3 tags, enhanced preview functionality for playing back recordings, and it also offers improved support for the Radio Shark AM/FM radio. A handle for the 17-inch MacBook Pro has been released. The fully padded handle from QuickerTech makes carrying easier, and it secures the laptop to smooth desktop work surfaces. The new case features slotted mounting holes to assure snag-free installation. It has a non-slip handle grip to make it more comfortable to carry, and it also prevents scratches to the MacBook Pro case or the desktop surface. The MacBook Pro handle also claims to have easy grip thumb screws, which is a patent pending design that will allow the tilt angle to be locked in for a consistent placement. The QuickerTech handle costs $50 US and is now available. Audible will continue its exclusive deal with Apple for another 3 years. Audible offers more than 16,000 audiobooks, paid podcasts, radio programs, and instructional language offerings via the iTunes Music Store. MacNN stated that the initial agreement was going to expire in September of 2007, but the extension makes Audible the exclusive supplier to iTunes content until September 2010. According to iTunes VP Eddie Q, Audible's audiobooks have been extremely popular with iTunes customers and consistent bestsellers. It bodes well for Audible also, since sales from iTunes represent 22% of its total revenue. iPod accessories are all the rage, but the most popular have to be the iPod speaker systems. There are too many to count, and now you can add 5 more to that number as iLive has announced that its first collection of iPod products are now available. The iLive lineup includes 4 new home and portable iPod speaker systems, ranging in price from $70 to $160 US. The systems are available in black or white and feature built-in iPod docks, stereo speakers, and wireless remotes. iLounge.com has a complete rundown of the new speaker system, so if you'd like more information and pictures, visit their site. After the French Constitutional Council released its report stating the iPod law violated the constitutional protections of property, the same council has made a harsh new copyright law even harsher. According to Macworld UK, the changes mean that unauthorized sharing of copyright files such as music tracks will become a criminal offense. While those who reverse engineer DRM systems in order to develop interoperable software will face 6 months in prison and a fine of close to $40,000 US. According to the report, this new ruling has disappointed campaigners against the law, who saw the constitutional review as a last chance to block the law before President Jacques Chirac signed it into effect, stating that the decision will satisfy the major record, film, and proprietary software companies, but the public, the free software community, and the artists are the losers. Copying music for personal use is currently legal in France. The price of all blank recording media, from cassette tapes to flash memory sticks, includes a special tax that is used to compensate artists. Instead of modifying the article to treat all unauthorized copying of protected copyright works for personal use as a civil offense, the council instead struck out the article completely, exposing all online copying to criminal sanctions. The interoperability element makes it possible for competitors of Apple's iPod to build players capable of playing music bought from the iTunes Music Store to create online music stores selling protected works that will play on an iPod. As of right now, Apple won't license its DRM system to others, and that makes those wishing to create interoperable systems no option but to reverse engineer Apple's system by breaking the DRM protection. This new law will now expose open-source DRM developers to the full force of the law. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.